Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 17th of January, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I've been quiet again for a few days. I had a bit of a nightmare of the weekend, if I'm perfectly honest. Well, weekend itself was okay. The run-up to the weekend was a bit rubbishy. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but just before Christmas we had an outbreak of nits at nursery and Catherine came home with head lice, which were discovered by my friendly hairdresser. And so we did the lice treatment and I'd been looking in their hair and trying to spot things and thinking we were clear. And then Wednesday of last week, John collected the kids from nursery to be informed that both of them had lice. To which his response was, well, okay, but we can't do anything about it. Can they come in tomorrow anyway? And nursery's attitude was, yes, they could come in, but obviously as Catherine had long hair, they wanted that to be tied back. Last Thursday was my one day of fortnight where I don't go to work and the kids are in nursery. So that's my me time. I look forward to that. I always have lots of stuff planned that I'm going to do. And it's kind of my reward for working as hard as I am at the moment is, okay, well, I've got this one day of fortnight, which is just me. So imagine my disappointment when an hour and a half after I dropped the kids at nursery, I received a phone call to say that David's lice were bothering him far too much. He wasn't happy. They didn't know what to do with him and they had to send him home. And while I was coming, could I take Catherine home too? And then I could treat both of them. Now, this really, really upset me, actually, because my plans for Thursday involved defleeing the house, because also last week I found a flea on Elliot. Quite how my very elderly indoor-based cat managed to get a flea, I don't know, but John had very kindly taken him into the vet, and we'd got the stuff that he put on the back of his neck, and a great tin of spray stuff, and they said, you know, treat the house, because by the time you see fleas on a cat, it's likely there's eggs in the carpet somewhere. So given that this was a kind of spray this nasty chemical spray all over the room and then leave it for a bit, I wanted to do that when the kids weren't around. So just setting up to do this, getting the phone call from nursery that, you know, the kids had to come home, and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. So I had to phone my mother and say, help! Bless my mother, she came over and she helped out Thursday and Friday. So we managed to get, I mean, we did the whole family with the nit treatment. John went out and got some stuff from Boots and came back and we treated us all and went through all our hair with the nit comb and combed loads of nits and eggs and all sorts of things out and got it all sorted. Got the house defleed, haven't seen any evidence of any more fleas, so that's all good. But I had all these plans, like I was going to make a stew on the Thursday while the kids were out, do it in the slow cooker, and I had to rejig all that. And you know, I'm getting quite upset at the moment at the state of my house because it really is just very, very untidy. And part of that is because I never have the time to sort it out because there's very little time when I'm not wrangling kids. And by the time it gets to the evening when the kids are in bed, I don't have the mental capacity to start sorting through, you know, what stuff I want to keep and what stuff I want to throw away. So, you know, I have to do it during the daytime and I just can't do it when the kids are around because they're, you know, they're there and they're demanding attention, and inevitably if I'm trying to sort stuff out into piles, David will come along and move stuff from one pile to another, and you know, I just can't do it. So I'm on the verge of chucking out a whole load of stuff, and I've got a whole room full of stuff I need to eBay, but again, it's a question of getting the time to take the photos and put stuff on eBay, and so at some point I'm going to take a week off work when things calm down and actually try and catch up with myself a little bit, because it's running me down at the moment. It's definitely running me down. So the rest of the weekend was okay, and then I had a long day yesterday because I was working over in our Halifax office. So I left home at 7:30, did a full day in the Halifax office, and then the reason for being in Halifax was that our head of department wanted to take us out for dinner to say thank you for our hard work last year. So I went out for dinner and didn't get home until 11:00, so it was a long day. I don't have some time.